You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I want us to particularly focus on verse 5. And I know that this is a very common Bible passage. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Let me share an experience with you. You know, some time back, I was to go for an outreach, and I will be preaching. And we have set everything in motion, but I will need money to go for the outreach. So as the days was drawing nearer, and money was not coming forth, I just said in my heart quietly that when it is a day to the outreach, I am just going to borrow money. I'm just going to take loan from the bank, and then I will go for the outreach. I just said that to myself quietly. In the cool of the day, what that means is that later on, sometime later, after I had thought like that in my heart, then the Holy Spirit came and said, he said, so you now have a backup plan to me. Are you trusting in me on your ability to borrow money? Oh, you know, I felt so foolish. I couldn't believe my level of foolishness. And I had to apologize and repent and say, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, that day, what came to my mind was this passage in Proverbs 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. You see, I was trusting in God. I was waiting on God. I believe this outreach, it is God who is asking us to go and do this outreach, to win souls for his kingdom, to bring people to the knowledge of Christ. But at the same time, I was thinking that what if money eventually doesn't come, what will I do? So I thought of a backup plan. But you know, I regretted it so much. And I want to say to you, brethren, it is so easy to trust in the things that are around us. The world system makes things available to shift our trust from God. You know, so when I have headache, I will say, let me just sleep and rest. If this headache doesn't go, I will take Panadol. I will not even think of praying about it. Am I saying that taking Panadol is wrong? No. Am I saying that taking loan or borrowing money or using credit card is sinful? No, not at all. What then am I saying? I'm saying that if we want to trust God, we must trust him with all of our heart. 2 days to that outreach, the Lord sent the money that we needed. Complete. Not as if we had to manage. We had enough. And we have money remaining at the end of this outreach. You see, he's a faithful God. He showed mercy. And, you know, it really grieved me that how will I not trust God 100%? How is it that I would just trust him? You know, I could trust him up until 24 hours before the program. But God wants us to trust him with all of our heart. He said, and lean not on your own understanding. Do you know what I was leaning on that day? My own understanding. See, you really need to cry to God to help you not to trust in things that are around you that are legitimate. You know, you may, when you have a sickness that there is a drug that can take care of it, you may not bother trusting in God. But if it is a sickness that you know only God can deliver you, then you will be forced to trust in God. But God wants us to trust him absolutely. You see, brethren, God is faithful. It somehow grievous that we can't trust him. He is too faithful. God is more faithful than all the things we have around us that look like, oh, they are very sure and certain. God is too faithful. You know, I was thinking that, you know, if I thought what God would do is that, okay, so because you have said in your heart that 24 hours to the outreach, if money doesn't come, you will borrow money. I thought God will wait until 24 hours to see what I will do. But guess what? 48 hours before the program was when he provided the money for the outreach. 48 hours. That's to tell you how good God is. He's not interested in our failure. If there's anybody that doesn't want you to fail in life, it is God. He wants every one of us to do well. He said, I know my thoughts towards you. He said, not a thought of evil. I know what I'm thinking towards you. Brethren, God does not think evil towards us. I was so touched that God, you didn't even wait for that 24 hours to see what I would do. Because me as a human being, if I was the one, I would want to wait 24 hours to see what that person would do. But God didn't wait. In 48 hours, he has sent the fund for the outreach. Brethren, we can trust him. We can depend on him. Don't just trust God halfway. Trust him. See, God is the only person you can put all your egg in one basket. They say don't put your egg in one basket. With God, you can put all your eggs in one basket. And I pray that you will truly put all your eggs in God's basket. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.